Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke, Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke, Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
That's us.
As far as I know, I'm Brian, and that over there is Luke. We're covering the southern swath of Wisconsin. I'm on, actually, you're listening to me on 1580 AM out in Madison, as well as 92.7 FM. You're also listening to Luke here in Waukesha on 540 AM, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I reversed it, because you know what? Today is Monday.
And don't do that to the listeners.
You're right. It's Thursday.
It is Wednesday. It is your final broadcast day of the week.
Yes. I am not going to be here tomorrow. Thank goodness for everyone involved. I am on day three. I have not eaten a solid piece of food since 10 o'clock on Sunday night.
I've been meaning to ask you, what was your final meal on Sunday night?
Oh, it was just tacos. I made my own tacos. Okay. It was actually leftover tacos, too. Leftover. Like, I didn't even go out and get anything. It was leftover tacos.
Tacos are good. I had tacos for lunch.
I wasn't trying to keep anything in me for as long as possible, as much as I'm looking forward to the day I can eat again.
What's your first meal going to be then? If your last meal wasn't anything special,
I can't tell you right now because I don't know exactly what I'm allowed to have afterwards yet.
Gotcha.
But once I can, I can tell you I'm going to eat all of it. And right now, just because it's most like recency bias, I'm thinking about Rochester Deli down the street here. Probably one of the best Reubens I've had in a really long time.
Yeah, and there you go. Then you're going to be missing out on the...
If you come anywhere near Waukesha, you should definitely get to Rochester Deli and get a Reuben.
I'll have to try it if I'm in the area.
My goodness.
Eventually, I one day soon plan to broadcast with you, maybe potentially from the Waukesha studios.
Man. You could do it on your way home.
Yeah, I could.
Your original home, not your home now that you've just bought. Congratulations, by the way, homeowner.
That is I.
You know, you think I'm a little tired because I'm, you know, a little run down and I, you know, have the stomach thing and all this stuff and I haven't eaten in a while. Luke over there, every time he leaves, he goes home to go and fix his home because he just moved into it. So good for you, Luke. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
And good luck never sleeping. Honestly, you get to sleep again until you decide to have children and then you'll never sleep again. So if you want to really eliminate sleep for yourself, go get yourself a kid, man. Doesn't even have to be yours.
I'm good. I don't need to steal anybody's kids. I think I'm taking my time on that.
I wouldn't say stealing. Illegally adopting is probably the preferable, but, you know.
I'm just going off of what you were inferring there if it wasn't my own kid. But, yeah, I do a lot of projects around the house now, but I also this week am putting myself a little thin because tonight I'm going to Glass Animals, first concert since the start of COVID-19.
You're
going
to go to the Glass Menagerie? That's really good. All I saw were monologues from that show. I never really actually saw the show. In fact, I saw enough bad monologues from that show and bad scenes done from that show that I never want to watch the Glass Menagerie at all.
No, Glass Animals.
You're talking about the show.
Yes,
okay,
the artist.
The
band.
Yes. Whatever you want to call it. Either way, I only hear Glass Menagerie when you say that.
Well, that's not who I'm seeing. I'm seeing it at a concert
tonight.
That's good.
I'm sure they're way better than that.
The Bucks are on a West Coast road trip as well, so I stayed up late on Monday night to watch the Bucks play. I'm going to a concert tonight. And then the Badgers play late night on Friday to open the NCAA, their first game in the NCAA tournament. Yes, that is correct. But this week,
We could figure out a way to make sure you work Saturday, though. I could throw in a bug for you to go and try and figure out.
Please don't do that. You're going to be out for 2 days. I'm already going to be covered enough. But folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm a guy. I got all the controls, man. And I usually try and do everything to help and make sure everything is cool. And you know, I just want to make everybody happy. But, you know, if you turn me, I can really mess up some fun stuff for you. And do it in a fun way, like more like a treasure hunt. And I wouldn't take you off the air or anything, but maybe I'd make you, I got to find that file.
Problem. Yeah,
how did that happen?
Well, I'm good.
I'm not threatening, by the way. I'm really just musing. I'm musing right now.
I'm just thinking of all the horror scenarios that are playing through my mind of what could possibly go wrong in the next 2 days while you are gone I won't be able to identify if it's just a problem that I need to go fix or if it's something that you left for me then.
And right there, where you're at right now, That's where I'm at 24/7. When I wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes it's because I have to pee, and sometimes it's because, okay, do I have to,
did that, I leave that switch on the right
is
way?
That switch, is that right? Is that I configured that correctly? Is that okay? Okay, gotta look. And then I'm sitting there logging in, trying to see the screen when I'm asleep and just blind and yeah.
Well,
that's my life, buddy. So I wish that for you only once.
Appreciate you.
But I take it on because it's my job.
Yeah, but you know, I like being Phil and Brian around here. It's some big shoes to fill, but I like doing it. It's
less big. I am now down to my pre-college weight.
There you go, man.
I have lost like 30 pounds since December, and I wish I could claim credit for it, but really it's all just been sickness. Between COVID and my stomach issues, I really haven't wanted to eat that much. And when I do, it's just like one meal a day pretty much, and the rest is kind of like, yeah, I'm full. Oh, I don't want to throw up.
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
Well, so, I'm hoping that all of those problems are going to be resolved with you tomorrow. And folks,
tomorrow,
I got some co-pilots filling in for Brian, so don't you worry. We're going to do some great shows here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, even in Brian's absence. But let's dive into the headlines today,
Yeah,
Brian,
let's get angry.
It was obviously not something that we necessarily want to just jump in right away because it is so frustrating, but there's a new...
I've not been stalling.
Is it an update? I don't really know what we want to call this because really, Brian, it seems like the Speaker of the State Assembly is kind of laying the table, or he's setting the table for, if not overturning the 2020 election results, definitely being able to say and give the means to overturn the 2024 presidential.
I just want to say I'm not entirely sure he wants to. But I think he's in a position where he feels like he needs to, or at least he has to try.
He's made his bed, and now to the point where he is exactly because of Robin Voss. There is nobody else that got him here besides him. And so Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, today met with an individual whose name still, like, I don't understand how this isn't, like, something that came up in the writer's room for season 2022.
Oh, Jefferson Davis?
Jefferson Davis is the individual that Speaker Voss was meeting with today at the Wisconsin Capitol, Brian.
A person that on any normal political session, you know, the right has been, you know, the last 10, 15 years or so, the right has been a little bit insane. And in the normal course of the last 10 years, had Robin Voss been approached by Jefferson Davis, he would have said, at the most, thank you very much and given a curt goodbye. But now Robin Voss has to actually talk to this guy and sit down, and he has to entertain people like Timothy Rampton in a very actual serious way, and he actually has to pay attention to these folks and listen to their stupid arguments.
Well, he kicked Rantham out of the meeting today. Rantham
really?
Got bounced. Yeah, Rantham was told that he couldn't be there by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Oh my goodness, wasn't that might be the first thing that Robin Voss has done that I ever said, wow, that congratulations.
Well, he's losing the talking points war with Rantham, though, because it's Rantham's whole thing now that Voss is stuck entertaining this meeting at the
your own
the
fault,
Capitol.
Bro.
But yes, because Voss appointed Gabelman and sent Gabelman down this road of trying to find some form of election fraud from the 2020 election when no widespread fraud has been found. There's been multiple audits and recounts and lawsuits contending that fact, Brian. And still today, the Assembly Speaker is saying there was widespread fraud, but there's nothing he can do about it. There's no legal process for him to decertify an election. And so my big fear on this, Brian, is this is what he's trying to do. He's trying to lay the groundwork so that in 2022, depending on who wins the governor's office here in Wisconsin, Voss will have the ability then and the desire from a pretty aggravated base to then go and change Wisconsin laws to then allow the decertification or just complete overhaul of how to certify an election to begin with starting in 2024.
Does that sound good to you guys? What if the Democrats ever get in control? They can do that now too.
How many times are we going to change election laws here in the state of Wisconsin? How many times are Republicans going to change the election laws every time they get upset with the previous version that they wrote didn't go their way, and so they need to throw a temper tantrum them again?
You want to know how long? Until the voters of Wisconsin actually get enough information on them and vote them out. That's it. Do you understand that, like, we complain about gerrymandering all the time? It's only there because people vote that way. It's only there because people vote the same all the time.
To an extent, because the fact that Republicans took control in 2010 and then threw into these even worse maps, like they overhauled the maps to make it locked in. So yes, I get your contention that if people just didn't vote the same way that they always vote, we wouldn't be stuck with what we have. But Republicans took that kind of mindset and then baked it into the system. They said, yeah, fine, we're going to take these maps and we're going to make it so you almost can't get rid of us. It's just, this is what it is now. And then they win statewide races like individuals, Justice Hagedorn, who accepts criteria made up out of thin air.
That's the only, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about it when you were on the air.
Yeah, out of the last 12, the only one.
Yep.
Brian Hagedorn.
Yes, but even he, one of the quote-unquote better conservatives that we would want to reference to, he still pulls out of these, he agrees with the criteria, pulled out of thin air, Brian, that they're going to take the maps of least change. So mm-hmm. they took the 2011 gerrymandered maps and said, fine, that's what we're going to work off of. And so I get what your contention is of if people just didn't always vote the same, we would have better outcomes. But at the same time, there's stacking the deck, and now Voss, like I said, he's the one that set the table. He's dealing with this nonsense of, oh, there was widespread fraud, despite the fact that there's no evidence to prove that, and people are crying for him to decertify the election, even though there's no legal way for them to do that. And he's meeting with GOP county leaders and leaders in the state assembly as well later today to further discuss decertification efforts, Brian.
I'm really interested to see the outcome of this. And folks, I don't know who you have to tell. I don't know who you have to convince. But though your Republican Party that you thought you had is completely off the rails at this point.
Completely
this
off
isn't,
the rails.
This isn't let's make sure the election is better. This isn't let's make sure the election is safe. This isn't let's make sure all the votes are correct. This isn't let's make sure that all the people who can vote are the ones who are the ones voting. This is changing the outcome of the election.
Depending on whether or not they like the results of the popular vote in the state. Because that's what it comes down to.
Is not democracy.
That is not democracy.
That's what Vladimir Putin does. Somehow Vladimir Putin always wins the elections with 107%. Oh, my goodness.
No, I think he gives like 18% to the opposition. But that's
really good.
18.
Really good.
That's all you get.
That totally happens.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got a number of other Wisconsin headlines that we're going to jump into, as well as some headlines from around the nation. But we're taking your calls. 844-967-2789.